everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sleep Paralysis News. This is the safe space where we speak about sleep paralysis and we have guests come onto the show and share their experiences with us. As I said, it's a safe space. So we ask quite personal questions about the sleep paralysis experience. And our overall intention is to, I suppose, share the knowledge that we have around sleep paralysis, get any useful tips and helpful advice so that we can support people who are experiencing sleep paralysis and are really searching for more information. So without further ado, I'm going to hand over to our guest today. Greg, if you'd like to start off by talking about your experiences that you're having.
Okay. My first experience with the sleep paralysis, it happened years ago, maybe, I don't know exactly, but like 8 years, 9 years from now, yeah. And, well, it's something I never share with anyone except my brother. My experience was really terrible. I must say it was really terrible. And, it all started, well, that evening I was in my room and I was sleeping. But I know I was not, like, fully asleep, you know. Like, I was somehow aware of what was happening around me. So, then I had, like, someone was right on me, sitting right on me. Like, I couldn't move. But I was aware, like, I know where I was in my room. I could see my ceiling fan. I could see everyone around me. But I couldn't really get up from my bed, you know. Like, it was all like someone was right up on me. Yeah. But it was really bad experience. So that was the first. Then I woke up from that and I could never believe like what really happened. Because I never had such experience. I've never had such experience before. Like, I've never had such experience. So it was really strange to me. Then I remember a week or so after my first having that first experience, and same thing happened. 2 weeks later, so same things happened. Like, same experience. Like, someone was right on me, and I couldn't move. And I know someone was right on me, but I was not sleeping. I was not awake. And I was feeling this person like it was not normal. It was not normal. So I'm a Christian. So I believe in prayers a lot. So right deep in my heart, I started praying. And I guess I feel better at that moment. That whole feelings of, you know, not able to move because I felt someone was really sitting on me and I couldn't move, but I couldn't see what it was really like. Like, I know it was not, you know, physical. It was something that had to do with more spiritual. So I had to say some prayers in my mind. Then I know I felt better. I felt better. And that was the second time. The third time, similar, the same thing happened. Then that same thing came again, and that same experience. And this time, my dad came into the room. I could see him, but he couldn't know I could see him. And I was like, I was trying to talk to him, but I couldn't talk to him because he wasn't hearing me. He couldn't hear me what I was saying, but I was trying to get his attention to let him know what I was going through at that moment. About 3 minutes or 2 minutes, the whole thing stopped. Like, I regained myself from that consciousness, and I had to tell him what happened, but he just didn't take it serious. So, think then after I shared it with him, he didn't say much about it. He only told me to pray about it, and which I did. But since then, it's been a long time now, very long time since I had such experience again. So it's been long. Yeah.
Are you saying that it's been a long time since you've had an experience like that?
Year. The last time I checked, like I can remember, is up to like 6 to 7 years now. But and I guess whenever I have that experience, I always lay down on my bed, like I'm all facing up to my rooftop. I'm looking to my roof, and I notice whenever I lay on my bed that position, I always have this, like I go through this experience of the sleeping paralysis. So whenever I try to wake, I find it difficult. Like, the whole experience keep coming back. So I think I was having little ideology that that was part of what was making me having such experience. So I had to change my sleeping position. Like I had to like lay my back, lay down my bed, my back, back in my roof, and it stopped. Like I believe that I need to stop. Like that was the last time I had that experience. So
So,
yeah, that's it.
can you just talk to us a bit about why you felt the need to say prayers? What was it about the experience that made you feel that you needed to say prayers?
Okay. Firstly, I knew it was not something that had to, that was not normal. It was not something I could deal with physically, and it was not a physical ability, thing to deal with. So it was more spiritual, and I believe more in spiritual things. I have the mindset that a lot of things have to go on spiritual before, the physical. So I was more of like a spiritual person, and I think, and the fact that I grew up, my mom, my daddy, they made me understand more the power of prayers, and I think that was my belief, and I just prayed, and I think that was just it. No, I just had to just pray, because that was it. So.
And why do you think it happened at that time? Was there anything kind of specific going on in your life, do you think, which kind of correlated with
Yeah.
that?
Yeah. I know I was going at that time in my life. I was going through a lot, through a lot. My dreams were not normal. I had some terrible nightmares most times, and I was lost. More like I said, I was more spiritual, so I was so sensitive to everything around me, my dreaming, my people I meet, my whole spirituality, and I was just more conscious of taking note of every of my spirituality, my actions, my words, my dreams, basically my dreams. My dreams then, it was really terrible. I can't just say it all, but I think that also, started making me experiencing that sleep paralysis in a way. But my experience was really terrible. It was really bad. I never prayed to have such experience again. Honestly, I'm scared of that. I'm scared to ever since I had that experience, I have been scared of, having such experience again. So. That is what I can say for now.